Hey, welcome to the Canadian Online Magazine for podcasters. CanadianPodcaster.com is the website. Glad to have you here. Thanks for pressing play. If this is your first time here, welcome to Canadian Podcaster. We have an online magazine for you, which you can find at CanadianPodcaster.com. It's a free magazine. And unlike email newsletters, you know what I'm talking about. The ones that are left unread in your inbox. We have a magazine where it's a real, literal page-turner where you can flip through the magazine. Everything that you see on the page is clickable, taking you directly to what's featured in the magazine, whether that's a resource, a podcaster, anything to do with raising the voices of Canadian podcasters. It's all there. Happy Canada Day to you and yours. I would love to know how you're celebrating in 2025, what you're doing, fireworks, what are you doing, red cupcakes, what are you doing? I'd love to hear what you're doing. Happy Canada Day to you and yours. And for you as a Canadian podcaster, what are you doing to celebrate Canada in the month of July? I'm curious. Reach out, CanadianPodcaster.com. I'd love to hear what you're doing. What are your plans? What are you doing to raise Canadian voices within your very own show? How are you partnering with other podcasters? What can you do? And I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So welcome to the July episode in relation with the online magazine that just went live. You can always sign up for email newsletter updates. And as well, there's a link right there on CanadianPodcaster.com to take you right to the magazine. It's completely free. It's free, y'all. It doesn't cost you anything to check out the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. The current issue and all of the past issues are all there. Every edition, go check them out. Check out all these amazing podcasters that are featured in every one of the editions every month. We grab a handful of Canadian voices and share their podcast on the magazine, in the magazine, and in the middle of the month, we do an episode for this episode, launching the magazine for this month, for July, and then about the 15th, somewhere in the middle of the month, we come back and do a recap, and we actually bring in clips from the podcasters we have featured, and give you an update on all things to do with the magazine. I want to say, first of all, to those that have subscribed and granted us the extreme honor of having access to you and your email. We're getting some great returns on the people opening up the emails, clicking through to the magazine. I can see you in the stats that come back to me for the email newsletter, in the emails and how they go out and how you're receiving them. I just want to say thank you. We're doing better than what I had anticipated and what I've heard other people say for an open rate. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate it. And we have people outside of Canada, which makes me giddy to know that there's people that are finding value in the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. And you don't even live in Canada. Maybe you're from Canada and you live somewhere else right now. But it's great to pull out and look at that map and go, wow, it's great to see the reach. And also to share this magazine with you. So thank you so much for participating. You can always go right there to CanadianPodcaster.com, scroll to the bottom. You'll see a spot where you can enter your email address and get more information on top of the magazine, on top of the podcast you're listening to right now. All of that is there and available to you, CanadianPodcaster.com. The book that we're featuring in this month's edition, the July edition of Canadian Podcaster, the online magazine, is the new book from Pat Flynn. It's called Lean Learning. And what I love about this book is it's directly related to you and I, podcasters, who have been caught in an information loop overload. We have courses and books and podcasts about podcasting. We have conferences. We have things that just so much information. And what I'm finding to be a detriment to starting a podcast is getting so caught up in the information that you just don't feel ready enough to hit record. You're not ready to get in front of that camera, to get in front of that microphone, and to share your podcast and share your story, because there's just one more course I want to take, one more guru I want to follow, one more conference, one more podcast, one more whatever. And we delay the launch of our podcast because we need more information. There's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." And what I love about that is it gives you permission to start and start messy and start what you and do what you can with what you have. I think that's one thing that all of us could benefit from is a little more action and a little less information. And what I love about Pat's book is he challenges you to get the information you need just in time that you can execute and work through that in action and taking action on the information. I love this. And I think more of us can benefit from any kind of creative procedure or process by simply getting the information we need for the next step instead of trying to learn everything there is about the subject. Learn enough to act and put that action into place. By doing it, you're going to learn more than by simply reading about it. I'm a musician. I've been doing music for 45 years. And the best way to learn is to get into a situation where you're playing with others and then get on stage. You find out very quickly where you're at and where you can improve when you get into a creative space with others and you just get out there and hit the stage. You're going to learn more than you'll ever learn by yourself in your basement, listening to music and trying to be motivated. Surround yourself with people who are just like you, doing what you do, and help you grow by doing, not just by reading about it. It's time to act. And July is the time for you to launch that show so that we can feature you in the August edition of Canadian Podcaster Magazine. So what's stopping you? It's time to put away that course. It's time to put away that podcast about podcasting and that conference and that guru. And it's time to head to your recording space and act. It's time for action. It's time to put away the book. A reminder to everyone that podcasting should never be done alone. And if you're interested in a podcast community, there's so many of them. But what if, hear me out, what if there was a podcast community built on meetup.com where you could come for free and there is absolutely zero, I mean, nada, none. There's no sales funnel. It's a community of podcasters from Canada. We have American friends that join us. We've had people join us from France and elsewhere. We get together and we do podcasting in community. You're going to meet people who have been podcasting forever and people who are thinking about starting a show. We cover it all. And you don't have to have a podcast to be a part of this meetup. We'd love to have you. And you can find all that information in the show notes and also at howtopodcast.ca. It's the podcast created in Canada that talks about podcasting. And we want to build a community for you. And we want you to be a part of it. So there's an empty chair. We'd love to have you there. We talk on Tuesdays. We meet in the afternoon. And Saturdays, we meet in the morning. Twice a week. On Tuesdays, it's open Q&A. Ask us anything. The whole room gets together. We help each other. And we support each other. And we hold each other accountable. If you're looking for a community that will entertain you without inspiring you to act, then maybe this isn't the group for you. Really, we are looking for people that are action-oriented. You can come without a podcast, but after you've been with us for a few times and you've been here for a few months, we're pushing you towards action instead of just information gathering. It's time to act, and it's time to take a step forward. Enough with the gathering of information and time to act. We're going to hold you accountable in this group in loving, caring ways, because we want to see you share your message. So don't come if you're just there to listen and learn. Come if you're ready to listen and act. That's what we're looking for. And we have a great community for you over on meetup.com. It's the How to Podcast community. And it's free for everyone. I'd love to have you come join us. Come and meet some other great Canadian voices and other voices from around the world in our meetup group at meetup.com. We'd love to have you there. One of the featured podcast tools that we include in this month's edition, the July edition, 2025 of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, is a site that I use often. It's called VoiceMaker. It's at voicemaker.in. I did an episode about this on the How to Podcast series, my other show. And it's a great tool because you can do text-to-speech. That's where you have a bunch of words in a document and you want to upload it and voice it. So it's really great if you got a quote, if you got a little paragraph or a story, and you're looking for another voice to be on your show, you can upload words. It'll translate the words into a spoken voice. You can pick different voices, different dialects, different genders. It's really amazing. And I love it. It's a great little tool. So you can upload text and text to speech. It also has a speech to speech where I talk through my microphone to the website. It will then allow me to take my words, my inflections, my pauses, my little little laughs and comments, my little ums and ahs, you know, the things that makes us people. And when it will give back to me in a completely different voice, my voice, which is pretty amazing. Here's a little clip of me as a female voice through voicemaker.in. I want to share it with you just so you can kind of get a sense of what that this sounds like. It's a great tool. You can have text-to-speech, speech-to-speech. You can clone your voice. So if you're having one of those days where your voice is not holding out, you can give text to it and have it voice it in your very own voice, plus more options as well. But here's a sample of speech-to-speech. I recorded this on with my own voice, and this is what it gave me back in a variety of different ways. But here's one that I chose. It's a female voice, 20s to 30s age range. But here's an example.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm here on voicemaker.in, and I am trying the speech-to-speech option. So this is Dave's voice recording, and I wanted to give you the way you can take your voice and turn it into a different voice. So instead of like typing everything up to, you know, like all that type thing and all that great stuff, you can just talk and it will convert your voice into another voice. So if you're doing characters on your show and you want someone else's voice to be there with you, or you want to be a co-host and you want a co-host, you can voice me answer to your question and back and forth in the dialogue, and you can record your part and then record your co-host part or your guest part or whatever. And you can go into voicemaker.in and convert your voice and your cadence and how you talk into a completely different person, which is quite interesting. So you're going to hear me saying this, and you're also going to hear the other voice saying Gabe's words, but in a different voice. voicemaker.in. This is their speech-to-speech tool that is relatively new to the platform. I'd love if you go check it out. voicemaker.in. That's the website address. I've linked in the show notes. But yeah, you can turn your voice into any other voice. So this is me playing with speech-to-speech.
So there you go. A little taste of voicemaker.in. It's in the magazine. There's a link there. What I love about voicemaker.in, for example, as well, is you pay for the monthly plan and it's not automatically does it the next month automatically. It just ends at the end of the month. So if you forget, you're like, oh, I forgot to cancel. It's a great thing to go play with and try. I would encourage you, if you're looking for another voice for your show, my preference is to hire an actual voice actor because they're really great. But when money's tight and you need an alternative, go try voicemaker.in. It's a great tool, and I'm having a lot of fun playing with it, and I'd love to get your thoughts about it. Voicemaker.in in the July edition of Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Go play with it. Let me know what you think. So on top of the amazing podcasts we've highlighted in the month of July in the magazine, you'll see a bunch there. Even like a kid's story podcast. Come on. Like, who doesn't love a kid's story podcast? I'm an adult. I love them. So go check them out. There's links there to go follow. Please follow the shows. Leave a comment for the shows. Give them a rating review. You do whatever you can do to help these people. But let's go give them our support. Fellow Canadians, come on. We can do this for each other. And if you want your podcast featured in August's edition, let me know. I love to know about your show. Send me a link. And send me your artwork, all that great stuff, and we'll put you into the August edition, which I'm working on already. So it's not even July yet. It's still June 30th, and I'm already working on August. Send me your information. I'd love to feature you in the August version. On top of the podcast we have highlighted, just a reminder that September is going to bring for us the 19th to the 20th in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Our good friends over at Pod Summit are back, and would love for you to check out all the information through podsummit.com. Grab your tickets, grab all your stuff, get your flights booked, get the hotel. Hotel's great, by the way, really close. You can walk from the hotel to the Grand, where the event's being held. The Grand is a beautiful building as well. You got to check it out. Really, really cool. And I love, there's a little pizza shop in Kitty Corner across in at the corner where the Grand is. Right kind of across the street, there's like a mall thing. And on the second floor, as you get off the escalator on your right, there's a pizza shop. So good. I'm so hungry right now. There's a really good little pizza shop. Go grab a pizza slice. You'll love it. Great, great pizza. But anyway, that's a little diversion. Go there, check out podsummit.com and get all the information about what's happening in September. Great guests going to be there. Always a great time. Podsummit.com. See that in the online magazine for July. Always a link there. So we love to support Podsummit. To Tim and the team, thank you for doing it again this year. You'll see in the magazines as you go back in time that I'm a big fan of SpeakPipe for one big reason. As podcasters, we put our words out into the world. We'd have no idea if anyone's really listening to our show. But then, through SpeakPipe, people can leave us a voice message. And I've been using SpeakPipe for a while now. I think I have 350-plus messages have come through SpeakPipe to me. It's a great, great tool. And not only can I receive voice message, I can reply and record a voice message back. It's really amazing. It's like better than email. It's better than text DMs in my Instagram. I get to hear your voice. And I'd love to hear your voice for the Canadian Online Magazine. For podcasters, I'd love to hear what you have to say. So go click the link in the show notes and leave me a voice message through SpeakPipe. Go play with it and try it as a user. I think you should have this for your show. It's a great engagement tool to garner feedback and have people's voices brought into your show. I think people are going to love hearing themselves on your podcast, especially if they're not podcasters. They don't know how this works. All they know is that you played their message on the show. Talk about building a super fan. So go try the link in the show notes, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine by clicking the SpeakPipe message and leaving me a voice message. Make sure you tell me about your show if you have one. Promote yourself at the same time. Let's get you more listeners. I'd love to hear your message on SpeakPipe.com for this very show. Please use the link. I dare you. And I would love to feature you. If you're looking for an engagement tool for your podcast, go try SpeakPipe. There is a free version. You don't get a lot of recording time per message with the free version, but if you want to play with it, you want to try it for free, SpeakPipe.com. The one thing you're going to know about this podcast and this magazine is that we don't make any money with this. It's all completely self-funded. If you wish to, you can help support the podcast and all the costs associated. You know how things work. You're a podcaster. You have our Buy Me a Coffee link is in the show notes as well. Always like to fill up my Timmy's order. I just take 2 cream, no sugar. And we could always use that support to help pay for keep the lights on and keep doing this fun stuff. If you're interested and you have the ability to do so, you can use the coffee link in the show notes and we will gladly accept a coffee refill. Thank you for considering that. And thank you for being part of the audience and community around Canadian podcasting. It's exciting to do this magazine. It's fun to do, but I need your help. I really do. And I'm looking forward to having your input into the next edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I see you in the emails. I see some amazing email addresses and some very, very, very smart people who are subscribed to the magazine through CanadianPodcaster.com. I see you, and I know that you are a super smart, smarty pants in podcasting, and you could really make this magazine better with your simple input. If you want to write an article, for the magazine, if you want to do an opinion piece, if you want to share your best practices or your tech or whatever you got for us, anything that would benefit a Canadian podcaster who reads and flips through this magazine, listens to the show, I would love to have you participate in August's edition. It's time to send me the information now. So if you got a great blog post, if you wrote an article on Substack, if you got something for me that we can put into the magazine, I don't want this magazine to be a big Dave fest. I want it to be about you. And the more voices that participate, the better. So please, my ask of you as we leave here today is to reach out through CanadianPodcaster.com. Send me an email. Send me attachments. Send me your photo. Send me whatever you got. And if you got an amazing photo as well for the front page of Canadian Podcaster magazine, I'd love to feature your photo, like you took with your own fingers and camera. You'll need both for that. I would love to put your cover on the magazine. Why not? Right? You're in Canada. Come on, take a picture. Share it with me. I'd love to see what you're seeing every day and have that featured on the magazine. I'll use stock photos as long as I need to, but I'd much rather have it come from you. So send me your photo. Make it nice and clear and nice and clean for me to use. And I'd love to feature it in August. Please, I'd love to have it. Reach out to me, CanadianPodcaster.com, for any kind of input, any kind of article, opinion piece, an image for the cover. What do you got for me? And as well, tell us about your podcast so I can honor you and send people to you to come listen to your show. This is the Canadian Podcaster online magazine designed to raise Canadian voices and to bring people here and support each other as Canadian content creators. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the magazine. And thank you for being out there every day creating great content that's Canadian made. Happy Canada Day to all, and to all a good month. It's July. Enjoy your month. Enjoy some beautiful weather. And we'll see you again in about 15 days for a mid-month recap. Looking forward to having some time with you then. Take care.